A nightmare awaits us. A nightmare of having our mind trapped in a body that is not our own. A body full of women who have been assembled for the benefit of a man who disguises his perversion as a form of medicine. We'll be singing of our scars just after this.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hi, this is Fred Greenhalgher, host of Undertow, Realm's podcast taking you under the surface and into the weird and the wicked. I'm also the co-creator of the series we're experiencing, The Dark Tome. Well, Cassie found herself trapped by the agents of the Parabellum, and she'll be entering a story from which there seems no escape. Sing Me Your Scars by Damian Angelica Waters. Damian is the author of The Dead Girls Club, Cry Your Way Home, Paper Tigers, and This Dark Tale, a story of perversion in the years just following the influenza epidemic of 1918, where women presumed dead have found their way into the manor of a man who professes to be a doctor. Kind of Frankenstein vibes with an even darker twist here. It is a claustrophobic horror story of being trapped in a body without the agency to control what happens to you, and as such could be quite scary, so listen at your own peril. The story begins still in the point of view of Mr. Gussie, who at the end of the previous episode followed the Nunaluk into the darkness, and he realizes he's not exactly where he thinks he is. Here we go.
Sammy? Sammy? Oh, Sammy's not real. Thank God I'm back in my own body. Never died in a story before. Wonder what that means.
Nothing good.
Huh? Who are you?
You would forget me, wouldn't you? Go ahead and ruin my life, and you can't be bothered to remember my name.
Grace?
Haven't aged a day, have I? That's what being trapped in the Dark Tome will do to you.
Look, I'm sorry about what happened. I tried to save you. You see...
Quiet, Wilbur! Oh, yes. I know your true name. And to speak it in this place has power. You will speak when spoken to. Do you understand, Wilbur?
Yes.
Good. Or else with another word, I'll annihilate every version of you that has existed in every dimension. I'll rub out every memory of you, every echo of your existence. I believe you last left me alone with this man.
Gussie! My good friend Gussie, look at you! So old! Dying young is so much better than growing old.
Is this hell?
Hell? Who the hell goes to hell, Gussie? Do you see a pitchfork in my hand? A pronged tail? No, none of that. Just us. And all this emptiness. We have some time to hang out here. Reunite! Have a chin wag! like old friends. You did well, Grace.
It was easier than expected.
You're the one who called me in?
I said don't speak, Wilbur. I was young. I had my life ahead of me. I was a high school student, and you sent me here. At least if I had died, I'd be dead. I'd have sweet, dark silence. Not awake for an infinity with him.
Oh, come on! Can I really be that bad?
I had a life, old man, and you took it away from me. I wanted to take something away from you.
Yeah, well, go ahead and kill me, Grace. My life ain't been worth living for a long time anyways.
Oh, it's not killing you I have in mind, old man. It's her.
What?
Your new little plaything. Cassie, is that her name?
No, don't. This is about me. Cassie ain't got nothing.
Oh, I think my old pal Gussie has a crush.
Shut up, you twisted sicko.
I think you forget who's in control here. Wilbur. Do you know what I am? What we are?
Huh?
We are the things from which power grows. We slide through worlds like sharks carve through water. We suck energies from worlds like marrow from the bone.
We've only wanted one thing for all this time, Gussie. I'll give you a guess what it is.
You're the Parabellum.
So you know my true name, too.
What happened to Grace? The real Grace, I mean.
She was delicious. She screamed and screamed, so full of life she was. She called to us from beyond the void. She wanted a way out, so we gave it to her.
Don't forget Billy. His rage could fuel our conquest of 1,000 worlds.
We have hunted you for a long time, you and your book. But we could never quite get close enough.
Until now.
Silly old man. Now you will bring us to it. To her.
No. No.
You had your chance to burn the book, Gussie, and you didn't. You chose to use it, and so you brought us.
The Ancient Ones used to offer us sacrifices. They knew how to keep us happy. But you, Wilbur, you paid no tribute. Your debt is quite high, and we have come to collect. Bring us to Cassie. Bring us to the Dark Tome.
What? Where am I? Hello? Hello? I'm so cold.
This is not my body.
Hello? Hello? Is someone there?
Yes, there are the expected parts. Arms, legs, hips, breasts. Each in its proper place and of the proper shape. Is he a monster? A madman? A misguided fool? I don't know. I don't want to know. But this is not my body.
This isn't real. This is the world of the Dark Tome. How can I be in the Dark Tome if I'm asleep?
Rot is everywhere, darling. Once it gets into your head, everything you know falls apart. This existence is not so bad. You'll get used to it. Now, look. The rot. See, it begins there, around the stitches. Poor Lillian. These hands? They're not mine. They're hers. And they're rotting away.
No, please.
I must show him the rot.
Not until after the party. You know what he'll do.
Silence. The hands may be yours, but the pain is mine and mine alone. He'll destroy you. but you'll still be with us. Don't fear.
What is happening? I'm not in my body anymore. I'm in yours.
Don't I have a lovely stride? I learned from Therese, the dancer. She taught me the carriage of a lady.
Here she comes.
My stride protects me from their whispers.
Who are they?
The servants. They pretend I don't exist. I wonder what fiction he spins to them. I'm sure they think he's a good doctor. They're not here at night. They don't know everything.
They can't see your face.
No, of course not. If I am to leave my room, I must wear this veil and cover every bit of flesh. Father?
Yes, Victoria?
My hands.
I had hoped we were past this. This configuration is as close to perfect as I could have hoped.
Sorry, Father.
Never mind. To the operating theater.
Smells awful in here.
You get used to it.
Who are you speaking with, Victoria?
Myself.
Huh. Sit. You're sure you're well? If you're hearing voices...
Just the hands, Father. The rot binds me to him, and the stitches bind you to me. A prison, not of bars, but of circumstance. I have entertained thoughts of the scissor and the thread... The undoing to set us free. But I have no wish to die again, and neither do the others. While not perfect, this existence is preferable. And what if we did not die? What if our pieces remained alive and sentient? A crueler fate I cannot imagine.
Oh, please, don't let him. Don't let him.
Quiet now, I'm cleaning the rock. Oh, Victoria.
Don't let him.
Some anesthetic. Don't distract me. I must work. We'll find another hand. Go now. And don't let anyone see you. They wouldn't understand.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Father.
I failed him. I failed him.
At least it was only the one.
You wouldn't understand.
What if it spreads?
Would serve her right.
Hush.
Remember Emily? She had reason to weep. You do not.
Stop. Please, all of you. I need to sleep. To heal.
Heal? Heal from what?
To... remain.
I'm sorry, Victoria.
Why I tell them to silence, I don't know. It's not like I can sleep. Not in here. Not like this. Want to see the outdoors?
Will you get in trouble?
Not if I'm careful. I've done it 100 times. Watch. There's a servant's entrance behind this tapestry. You must go carefully through the narrow passage with the spider webs into the main wing of the house, past all the wondrous carpets my feet will never touch and couches I will never recline upon, past the bedrooms, mine, his, the guests, and to the east wing and the servant's entrance. And now... feel it. The air is so cold as to take my breath away. It's a short walk down to the gate. From here, I can imagine what it would be like if it were unlocked. If I could walk through the gate and down the path to town.
Why don't you?
What if I ran away and the rot returned? Who would fix me? The rot would not stop until it consumed me whole. I tried escaping once, and he left it just so I could see what happened. The rot crept from my wrist up into the entire arm. That was Rachel's. He removed both arms then, so that I could have a matching set. Look, down there. You can just see the steeple of the church glimmering in the moonlight. I've heard the servants talk about the market, the church. Beyond the town, there's a road that winds around a bend and disappears from sight. My parents' farm is a half day's travel from the town by horse and carriage. It would be a long, difficult walk, but not impossible. I wonder if my Peter, he's the eldest, has asked for Ginny's hand in marriage yet, or if young Tom has stopped growing. I wonder if Mother still sings as she churns butter. And Father, well, I wonder if he has learned to smile again after what happened. I wish I could see them all again. I should not tarry. Back to bed.
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
My sisters are quiet in the dark. My chest, that's Molly's. But the heart, that's someone else's. Not us. Someone who does not speak. Sometimes I think I feel her presence, like a ghost. But she never speaks. Perhaps there is not enough of her left to have a voice. Perhaps she simply refuses to speak. I wish I knew her name.
'Twas in the first part of the night that we did sport and play, and in the second part of the night she in my arms did lay. When morning came, she said to me, "Oh, sir, I am undone. Oh, hold your row, you silly young gal. The foggy dew is gone."
Enough. Go to bed.
Did I offend?
To bed.
Once a week in the small operating theater, he has me strip, and he inspects all the stitches, all the parts. He checks my heart and listens to me breathe. I hate the feel of his eyes upon me. I am more than naked. I am violated. Not long after he brought me back, I tried to stab myself with a knife. At the last moment, I held back and only opened a small wound above my left breast. Stitches hold it closed now.
The mind of all things, be they the smallest insect to the largest mammal, desires life. You are proof of this.
It was Emily.
Emily. I remember her.
Emily. She was with me from the beginning. She was always kind, always patient. She helped me stay sane. She reassured me when I cried. Told me I was not a monster, though I insisted otherwise. She told me everything would be all right. But then she rotted away.
Quiet, abominable woman! Quiet, or it shall hurt more. I will unlock your door when the party is over.
Yes.
You will stay silent?
Yes.
I would not even hold this party if not for my father's insufferable tradition. I curse him for beginning it in the first place. I should have ended it when he died. Good night.
Good night, Father. He does not know about my secret passage. How easy it is to creep up to the ball.
I had a gown like that blue one. Oh, how I miss satin and lace.
Please, let us go back. I can't bear to see this. It hurts too much.
Hush.
I wish we could join them.
Perhaps he will bring us some wine later. Oh, and look at the food.
Look at the way they dance. Clumsy, so clumsy.
I dance. Not a dance from Therese, but a dance from my childhood. I remember the harvest festival, the bonfire, the musicians. My father placed my feet atop his to teach me the steps. And then he spun me around and around until we were both too dizzy to stand. Look.
Who is she?
Who?
The next.
No!
He will not.
He will do whatever he wants.
She is not sick.
Neither was I. He saw me in the Hargrove Market. He gave me that look, and I woke up here.
But you do not know for certain.
No, you do not.
The influenza took so many.
So many.
I was not sick.
Play me a song. Play us all a song.
Please. Yes, of course. Here's a special one. This is from my village.
The next day is Sunday. The servants have the day off. He has gone to Mass. I creep through the passageway and to the outside. Even at this distance, I can hear the songs from the church.
We should leave.
We should go far, far away.
And where would we go?
Anywhere.
And who would fix us if we rot?
Well, better rot than that we rot away to nothing than remain here.
Please, all of you.
What if the rot is only the beginning?
Please, what if we never die?
Get me away.
We don't
know until we try.
Please get me away. Get me away from him. Please get me away. I remember my name. Get me away.
Better this than nothing.
Better nothing than anything. Anything.
Enough! All of you! Enough!
Wake up.
Oh, now?
Yes. Hurry.
Why? Where is he taking us?
Where are you taking us?
The operating theater.
No.
Don't let him do this to me.
No!
Don't you dare touch me! You will not comply, you will sleep!
Lillian?
She's gone, Friar.
She was dangerous.
We've got another.
Who's that?
What? What happened to me? Where's my body?
Welcome to madness.
What's your name?
Anna?
I told you we should have run away.
Where am I? Who is that? Please, I want to go home.
That's not happening, sweetie.
He did something, Anna. Something very bad. And now we're all you have.
No. What is happening? What's happening to me?
Anna?
Not everyone can handle it.
Anna?
She's gone down. Deep down.
It's okay, Anna. It'll be okay.
Easy for you to say. You're the one with the new fingers.
They're beautiful fingers.
Anna's fingers.
Better to tickle the ivories with.
He took away the last part of Lillian.
Good riddance.
You, come to the library.
Yes, Father.
Tell her to play.
Father?
Tell Anna to play.
I cannot make her.
Trouble. I knew it.
Come on, Anna.
Please, Anna.
I can't. Shall I sing instead?
Do you truly believe I don't know? I've heard you speak to them. I know they are in there with you. You tell her to play, or else.
Never.
She says, never.
Bitch! You will play! You will play!
Please, you must teach me.
I will not.
If you don't, he will kill you.
What does it matter? I'm already dead.
But he may kill us all. We don't want to die.
No, we don't.
I do not care. I will give him nothing.
He killed me. Don't you understand? He killed me!
We understand. We all do. But this is what we have now.
I do not want this. It is monstrous, and you, all of you, you are as dead as I am.
Please, teach me something. Anything that will make him happy. I'm begging you, Anna, please.
I'm trapped in here with you. This is screwed up, Dark Tome. It's never been like this before, please. The story has to end.
Rot has got into your head. Rot. Rot has gotten into your head. Rot. Rot has gotten into your head.
3 more trips to the music room. Every time Anna denies him, and he leaves me with bruises around the arms, breasts, and belly, red marks on my cheeks. The others scream when he hits us, but not Anna. Anna doesn't give in. And on the 4th...
You horrid little wench! I will make you play! You will play!
I decide to run.
Too late.
What took you so long?
It's not safe.
I creep my way from the passageway to the kitchen. I gather cheese, bread, a few apples. I take an old cloak from a hook near the servants' entrance. I pull up the hood as I venture out into the night. The air out here, so crisp. I find a good large rock and lift it, ready to crack the lock on the gate.
You fool. I had such high hopes for you. Perhaps I will have better luck with the next one. Where are you going to go to? Back to your family? Do you know what they would do to you? Even your own ma and pa would tear you limb from limb and toss you into the fire. If I didn't need the rest of them, I'd let you go just so you could find out. Good night, Victoria.
Oh, no. It's the operating room.
Last chance. Will you play?
No.
Please. Please.
I will not.
She will not play.
I thought not.
What's that?
You can see what it is. Perhaps the next one will do what Anna refuses.
You cannot do this. Please.
I made you, and I can unmake you.
Victoria's eyes lock on the doctor's in horror. And as a smile creases his lips, I see her hands. Anna's hands grab the shining blade of a scalpel.
Good night.
What did you do?
I'm sorry too.
She begins to work at him, and soon it becomes clear it's just one part of the doctor she wants. His hands. When she has them, she cuts Anna's hands free, stitch by stitch, just as she's about to cut the last stitch.
Thank you.
And then Anna is gone.
These hands are large, awkward, but sturdy enough for now. I'll learn to improve them soon.
Never! I will never tell you!
You will. You won't be able to resist. We're your creation. Will you really let us rot away?
You horrible, horrible monster!
A monster you made, Father.
Let's see how pretty this place is when it burns. It's burning. Burn this place with fire.
Burn it down!
My house! My operating theater! My secrets!
So sweet.
There's the path to town.
You'll never make it! They'll rip you apart!
You have no power over us anymore.
Where will we go?
Anywhere we wish.
What? Victoria? Anna? Oh my god, my head is just mine again. Except I'm in a hospital, and I can't move. Hello? Hey, hello? Someone! Hey, can someone let me out? I'm tied up in here.
What's wrong with her? You promised me you'd help her.
She's just going through withdrawal. Sometimes they exhibit outlandish behavior.
It's you!
You're one of the people who tried to kill me!
Calm down, dear.
Take off these restraints and I'll calm down.
They're for your own good. You're a danger to yourself and others. We're trying to keep you safe until Dr. Aurelius can perform the procedure.
Procedure? Mom? What's she talking about?
It's for the best.
What are you going to do to me?
Okay, let's up the medication.
No, I'm okay. Okay? I just had a bad dream. Can I have a moment alone with my mom?
I'll check in with the doctor. It shouldn't be much longer. Toodaloo.
Cassie, I know how this must look.
Must look? I got grabbed by these creeps and now one of them is pretending to be a nurse and they're taking me into surgery! It looks bad, Mom!
Don't make this harder for yourself, Cassie.
Oh, this can't be real. This can't be happening. Oh, the Dark Tome!
Is that the name of the drug?
It's the name of my book!
They told me it was that girl, Kim, probably. They get impressionable young girls hooked on these designer drugs, give them out at parties. It was prom night, wasn't it?
No!
It was right after the prom that had happened, that thing with Mark.
Mark attacked me!
What you did, Cassie. I can't explain what you did to our apartment. All I know was that something was wrong. And then you went missing.
No, this is all wrong.
I'm not the perfect mother, I know that. But I love you. You have to believe me.
No. Mothers who love their children don't put them in for random procedures.
Cassie, I was like you once. Young, curious, invincible. I thought I could do whatever I wanted with whomever I wanted. It started out innocent at first, but then...
This isn't like that, Mom. Have you listened to a word I've said? Could you ever, just once, get out of your own head and listen to me?
Prayed. If God would only bring my daughter back, I would prevent what happened to me from happening to you. I needed help. So I called the only person I could think of. Your guidance counselor.
Hi, Cassie.
Get me out of here!
Shh. Put your voice down, or else...
What? You'll lobotomize me? Already part of the plan!
Cassie, stay calm. I'm trying to help you.
Get out of here, you snake! You set this all up!
You don't understand.
What's there to understand? You turned me over to these monsters!
You see, Mrs. Pinkham, how she talks? She's still altered.
I know.
Ask him, Mom! Ask him about the magic book!
Cassie, I've already told them all about it, about your unseen worlds. You're talking about drug-induced hallucinations.
The problem is, these designer drugs you've been playing with, they affect the brain's chemistry.
You!
We used to think it was permanent. Lucky for you, they've recently discovered that these changes are reversible. We flew a machine in from Switzerland this morning. State of the art. It works with your brain to undo...
No! Get me out of here! I don't want to be undone!
I can't stay here anymore.
I'll walk you to the lobby. Cassie, you should have burned the book.
Yeah. That's right. Leave me, Mom! Make me fend for myself! Just like you did with Mark. Just like Tom before him and Greg. Hey, remember him? He was a hell of a charmer! Do you know what he did to me while you were...
Bring the nitrous.
Oh,
let's get her in. They're getting impatient.
Mustn't keep our guests waiting. Ooh, she's blurring.
Oh my. Look, you can see the tendrils of the book on her little magic contrails.
Even nitrous can't keep a good sorcerer down. I can't wait to see what's inside this one. Doctor, can I get a scalpel?
Okay, we're now teed up for the final chapter of the Dark Tome. The Parabellum agents plan on summoning something, and Cassie is betrayed by all those close to her. Will she have the ability to write her own ending? Find out next time here on Undertow.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Sing Me Your Scars was written by Damian Angelica Waters, adapted for audio by Fred Greenhalgh, produced by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries. Story editor, Kat Howard. Featuring Lily Thorne as Cassie, Tim Sample as Mr. Gussie, and Kelly Kimball as Victoria. Additional voices by Mariah Bergeron, Ned Donovan, Christine Marshall, William DeFries, Lisa Thethopoulos, James Rera, Kelly Kimball, Christopher Holt, Janae Woodruff, Karen Bambaro, Brittany Burke, and Marjolaine Whittlesey. Dialogue editing by Fred Greenhalgh. Sound design by William DeFries. Original music by Peter Van Riet. Additional music by Billy Brush and Mind's Eye Productions. The Dark Tome was created by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries and is a Dagazic Media production presented by Realm. Undertow is a production of Realm, hosted by Fred Greenhalgh, produced by Mary Azadolahi and Haley Wagreich, associate produced by Nicole Kreuter and Alexis Latshaw. Executive produced by Fred Greenhalgh, Molly Barton, and Marcy Wiseman. Undertow's theme, Dark Rumbling, is by Hubert Campbell. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.